Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Monday afternoon. What we do each Monday is we invite Laura Kennard to share with us some networking and business education opportunities. Laura's from Drake University, as well as the website dmbizmixer.com. Welcome to Monday, Laura. Good to have you here again.
Good afternoon.
Oh, whatever time of day it is. Yeah, okay.
What time is it?
I'm very proud of you. You just admitted to us that you voted last week. Thank you very much. It's a very good thing.
So it's
wonderful.
Democracy
in action.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good.
What do you got going on?
Well, so we have a lot of, like, I think people are trying to cram in their, you know, end of year stuff. So we have quite a few little things going on this week, and I am going to start with, we can't do today because today is already gone. There were things tonight, but we'll start with tomorrow. Tomorrow.
So this is on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
All right.
That's right. Tuesday, you can head over to Gravitate, their co-working space in Valley Junction, because there's going to be an expert on funding options. Mark Phillips will be, and he's from a bank. I will tell you exactly which bank.
So he's going to be talking about funding options for startups?
Yeah. So for your business, I don't know if it's startups or if I'm sure if it's a bank. Maybe you're wanting to grow and expand.
Sure.
But he's just going to talk about funding options from some expert advice. He's a manager of cash management services at Bank Iowa. So
Okay. He's
going to help us out there.
Gravitate.
At
Tuesday.
Gravitate. And then also, if we move on to Wednesday, Des Moines International Airport is going to have an expansion tour.
Ah.
From 6 to 8 p.m. this week.
Mr. So, Foley and the bunch over there.
Well,
yep.
So you know, because I know you've been out there.
I have.
So Kevin, look at that. You are so right. Kevin Foley, executive director of the airport, will be leading the tour and giving insight into the future of air travel in Des Moines.
Yeah, one of the interesting things about the Des Moines International Airport, you know, we've been trying, or the airport has been trying to get funding for new runways and new terminals, and it's an extensive project. And part of all of that leading up to that has been a redesign of the interior of the existing terminal, and with all kinds of new venues and new,
like, restaurants and
new
stuff,
restaurant,
right?
Yeah, they've got an all Iowa restaurant in there that has all Iowa beers, and it's really quite fascinating.
Can you go in there and eat even if you're not? It's not on that side of the terminal, is it? On the
no, on the embarking and disembarking side. It's on the other side.
Oh, so
yeah, now
you
there
have
is
to be traveling.
Right, you have to be traveling. Now, there is another restaurant on the public side and that you can go to. But, yeah, so Kevin Foley and I, we went on this tour several months ago, and it really is an interesting thing. And so, yeah, so if you get an opportunity and you want to go see what this is all about, do that, because it will open up your eyes. And the entrepreneur that put the restaurant past the security checkpoint is an interesting cat. He was also on the Business News Hour. He is originally from Southeast Asia, and he and his family were able to escape the Pol Pot regime.
Oh,
yeah, in Laos.
Wow.
And the killing fields. Anyway, so
yes.
He's now in this country, and he does this. He creates restaurants and food service for airports all over the nation. Good
fantastic
stuff.
It's really nice that we have something decent there.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And is it going to be, like, actually international now? Like, are
oh,
there going to be
international
flights?
Of course there is.
Come on now.
Sure.
That's always been the joke. There's no real international flights. So
I don't take it. Well, you can go to Canada from here.
Oh, okay. So we do have a flight to Canada.
You can go to Mexico.
And Mexico,
connecting flights,
straight
sure
from Des Moines?
No, not, I don't think straight, but you can get there.
See, that's what I mean. There's no Mexico Airlines landing
in
Des Moines.
I really don't know. I have never been. on an international flight out of Des Moines. Usually, if I do those kinds of things, it's out of Kansas City.
Yeah, I think we don't have any direct.
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Anyway.
I will check it, and I will include it in the radio blog whether
perfect.
Or not we do.
Perfect. Whether or not, like, Air France lands here.
Oh, I know Air France doesn't land.
Air Canada.
Je te crois,
I don't know if Air Canada does either. Anyway, you just let us know
now
if it's actually international.
Of course, you have to do it in two languages if you're in Canada. Because they are.
True.
And O Canada, by the way, the song O Canada,
yeah.
Their national anthem in French is really beautiful.
Oh, well,
it's nice in English.
Just see, we have some interesting cliff notes, don't we, here? So we also have... Do you know Justin Wise, right?
I do know Justin, yes.
So, 9 to noon on Thursday at the Des Moines Savory Hotel, Renaissance Des Moines Savory Hotel, you can still get in on his How to Dominate Your Market with Facebook Ads.
Facebook was down on Monday.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. Interesting.
So, I am, you know, plugging away in our Facebook and digital marketing class at DMAC, and we are coming up on our segment on Facebook ads, but Justin Wise is very wise in the area of Facebook ads. And I think he typically goes down the path of you should pick a social network that you really want to dominate.
Well, yeah,
and
sure.
He talks about dominate a lot. And as a strategy to just like focus your efforts in one area.
Well, you better make sure that whatever the social media strategy or platform that you're using is the same one that your target market is using.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's kind of important.
So he's good at that lead gen stuff and dominating. 9 to noon. So then also...
And where's that at? I'm sorry.
That's going to be at the Renaissance Des Moines Savory Hotel. And if you want to do that, you can look up Justin Wise on Facebook.
Or it'll also be on your
brand. Huh?
It'll also be on DM Biz Mixer, right?
Yes, yes. So, also 5 to 8 p.m. also on Thursday, Sample Urbandale, a celebration of business.
Yes.
Holiday Inn Des Moines Northwest. So I take it that there's going to be food.
Oh yeah, it's a big deal. The Urbandale Chamber of Commerce, I think, puts this on and puts this together. It's a Sample Urbandale, and yeah, there are lots of folks.
Looks like very well attended on Merle Hay Road. It's going to be an extravagant evening taking place. Wine and food sampling, a silent auction, live music, and an awards program.
There you go. Sample Urbandale.
Boom, boom, boom. We also then have a social media club event. Our friend
I saw that
Caroline,
come through. Yeah.
How a powerful blog strategy can boost your business. So people are still very skeptical about blogs, Michael. You're being very strong with your words today.
I mean, come on. Where else on the planet can you have, in your own verbiage, in your own words, be able to describe what it is that you do and whom you do it for? I mean, if you're not blogging in business, then you're just stupid.
I think that people just feel like nobody is reading it.
Well, that's BS, too.
So you get to do that, and I realize that Seth Godin will tell you that even if you only have an audience of one, that just the act of doing the blog and setting aside that time is a good thought process.
Yeah. Let me tell you, the people who don't think that blogging is worth it are probably going to disappear in the next 10 years.
Wow, you feel very strongly about
this
subject.
Yeah, I do. This is, you know, we've been doing blogs in one form or another for 12, 13 years. Rather than the early adopters. And I've seen what that can do to business.
Can that be a podcast, too? Could you use a podcast?
Hell yes.
As opposed to a blog both.
You can use a video podcast as
Vlog?
Well. Blog? Sure.
Okay. So just
But nobody's going to do a vlog because they're afraid to get in front of the microphone or the
so they
camera.
Can use their voice.
If they have a decent voice. that's the other thing. We just had a session
Not
on that.
Not everyone's you, Michael.
Well, I know, but we just had a session on this the other day, how people can train their voices so that they can utilize the gifts that they already have. And it was with Wayne Bruins from Tarot International, a great podcast. If you want to go search for that, it's all about how your verbal quality and your words can impact your career. But anyway,
back
to blogging.
Back to blogging.
It's good stuff.
So I think that just focusing on
on your business instead of working in it is also just you are keeping up on the trends. It sort of forces you to be...
I'd like to talk to the person that said that we just doubt blogs are any good. I'd like
to
talk to
them. Well, there's a lot of owners that will say that.
Send them to me. Send them to me. I want to talk to them.
So, but if you really want to have your blog strategy be more powerful, you might want to check out 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Thursday. And that is going to be held at, let me give you the intel there, at Denim, 700 Locust Street. I don't know what that Denim is. I'm sorry. Denim, Suite 304, downtown, 700 Locust Street. No idea what Denim is, but I think that you can Google that and get there. You know, those things move around.
700 Locust Street.
Yeah, 700 Suite 304, Denim.
Yeah, I know Denim. Okay,
Do you know what is
it? Yeah, I do know Denim. They're in the same building as the Greater Des Moines Partnership. They're upstairs, up above the food court.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, I think it's. I think the reason why it's there, I believe it's a social media marketing company.
Oh, yeah, because it's not like a clothing store.
No,
they're not just selling denim.
No.
Okay.
No.
It's
relatively new. I think they opened up. I was down there maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago and saw them moving some stuff in weeks ago.
Yeah. So another thing that is kind of interesting, Green Drinks DSM. That's a group that gets together actually every month, I'm pretty sure. Green Drinks DSM. And basically, it's a group that gets together for drinks and they talk about green. Like, issues of sustainability and net zero and green space and just the future of clean air, clean water, etc. So a friend of mine, Adam, who has written a book recently on that subject and is so this is be at Peachtree. So, you know, if you're going to have drinks, it needs to be
might
at
as
drink
well be
place.
A place to, yeah.
So East Court, Peachtree, and you can... And it's being sponsored by Silent Rivers. So they're going to have root beer for sale at the bar also, just as an FYI.
Just so you know.
And two inspiring sustainability projects will be presented during this networking and drinking time. So that sounds kind of cool. And that will be 6:30 to 8:30. So see all these Thursday things? We've got morning all the way until 8:30 at night.
you can
do stuff.
Just don't go to work.
All day long.
Just go to these things, yeah.
So then Friday, November 16th, we have the 6th Annual Inclusion Forum at the Hilton Des Moines Downtown. And so this, of course, is a forum about being more inclusive, and that's at the Hilton Des Moines Downtown on Park Street. We also, by the way, 11:45 to 1:15, 2018 National Philanthropy Day. So they'll be celebrating that, Des Moines Marriott. And the official promenade after party is the Republic on Grand, which is the big kind of East Village promenade for the holiday. So you can get some
good
shopping
stuff.
In.
It is a wonderful event. It really is. And they do such a nice job. And yeah.
Wonderful.
Good stuff.
So those are... So those are all some stuff just coming up this week. Of course, you know, we've got... Small Business Saturday and all kinds of stuff on the 24th. So you can kind of think ahead about how you can support your local small businesses, especially.
And
at
if you are a small
time.
Business, you can go on our radio blog. Oh my gosh, did he say blog? you can go on our radio blog and check out 22 tips for local small businesses that will allow you to win. This coming holiday season, 22 tips. Not 20, not 21, but 20.
But
actually,
22,
it's 23.
Like tactics and things you can do.
Things you can do so that your small business
can
win.
Compete.
That's on the radio blog, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Something that
can we say it again?
Yeah,
blog.
That's something that some people don't believe in.
Well, you know, the thing is, otherwise, what are you going to share? And then where does it go?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, you know, people...
It's just a lot of work.
Don't
it's a lot of work.
All right, we got to go. Time is up.
Laura, but it's Kennard. Worth it. It's worth it. That's worth what we're it. Saying.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, she is with the MBiz Mixer and also Drake University. We're talking about stuff to do in the Metro when it comes to networking and business education. We got to go. It's nigh on to the top of the hour. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, our production manager is Chap Ramsey. Aaron Libby is in charge of sales and marketing. Hunter Pease is the voice of the Business News Hour. James Goodlett is the fellow that created the music you're listening to right now. If you want original music for your project, we can hook you up. For all those folks, and for Laura, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.